अनतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। रवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वन्दे रमणपृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुगभक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्त। जय रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जी गोपाल भट्टदास रघुनाथ। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ऑफर माय साष्टांग दंडवत प्रणाम्स द लोटस फीट ऑफ आवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स इंप्लाय श्रीमद भक्तिवेदान श्री आयन गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव इंप्लाय श्रीमद भक्तिवेदान श्री गामन गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव Entire Rupana Gauriya Guru Varga and all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present. Today is very auspicious tithi. It is Yogini Ekadashi. Which we're very fortunate to be here in Vrindavan Dham following this Ekadashi tithi. We see in Vrindavan Dham even Devarshi Narada is doing bhajan here. Uddhava is doing bhajan in Shyamkuti near Kusum Sarovar. And Narada Rishi is doing bhajan there in Narad Kund. Because after he gave darshan to, after he had darshan of Srimati Radhika in Raval, Srimati Radhika told him, you go there and you do bhajan near Kusum Sarovar. And then to this day there he is doing his bhajan there in Vrindavan Dham. Similarly, Brahma also, he is doing bhajan in Barsana as Brahma Parvat. And Vishnu is also there as Vishnu Parvat. Shivji is also there as Nandishwar. So you see all these great personalities have taken shelter. Of Vrindavan Dham, where nothing material can affect this Dham. Like we see, Narad Rishi was cursed by Daksha, he was cursed by Jara, that you cannot stay in a place longer than it takes to milk a cow. Because Narada had made all the sons of Daksha into sadhus, and Jara tried to embrace him, but then he ran away, so she cursed him. But still, when he's in the Dham, none of these curses can work. Similarly, when one has taken shelter of the Dham, none of these things can work. Black magic and curses and all these things. One has truly taken shelter. Dham has such a potency. So therefore, on this Yogini Ekadashi, like normally on this Ekadashi, they all worship Kuver, Dhan Kuver. Because they say that in the Puranas, there is one story where Kuver, he is offering many flowers to Lord Shiva. Because he is Shiv Bhakta, he is offering many flowers. So one day he told one of his servants would bring flowers from Mansarovar to offer to Shivji. But still, this servant one day, he saw his wife and he became very attracted. And rather than giving flowers to Kuver, he started enjoying with his wife. And when Kuver found out, he cursed him. And then he fell from heaven. But then he took shelter of Markandeya Rishi. And Markandeya Rishi told him to follow this Yogini Ekadashi. And then this way, when he followed this Ekadashi, I was again reinstated in that position in heaven. So in India, everywhere, they're saying that if you... They perform this puja to Kuver on this day, saying that we should not make him angry, or else he will curse us. Like how we curse that person. So on this day, everyone is worshipping Kuver. Many Indians on this day. So this is like the external reason. But you see, Yogini Ekadashi. What does Yogini mean? There's Yogi and there's Yogini. So Yogini means actually a female yogi. So we see that Sati Devi, she was very... she went to examine Ram in the Dandakaranya forest. Ram was feeling so much separation from Sita Devi. He was calling out, oh Sita, where are you? And Sati, she told Shivji that if he's really Parameshwar, Bhagavan, then why is it that he's weeping in separation from his wife, like an ordinary person? So then Shivji said, this is Narvat Leela. Anugraya Bhaktana, Manusham Deyamashrita. Bhajate Tadrishi Kridi, Ashrita Tatparo Bhavet. He's only performing these human-like pastimes for the welfare of everyone. So don't doubt him. But still, Sati Devi, she had this doubt. And then she assumed the form of Sita. She went inside the forest. and she stood in front of Ram. Every time she would stand in front of Ram, Ram would turn his face away. And then Ram said, "Mother, what are you doing here? Where is your husband, Shivji?" So then she understood, oh, Ram, he knows who I am. And then she saw in a spurti that every tree, every creeper has the image of Sitaram. So then when she went, and then Shivji, he asked Sati, "Did you test Ram?" She lied. She said, "No, whatever you said, I accepted." So she, so Sati Devi, she disobeyed her husband and she also lied to him. So then Shivji, he told Sati Devi, "Now you'll have to sit in front of me. You cannot sit on my left. Because you assume the form of Jagat Janani Sita, my mother, you have to sit in front of me." And he made this promise. And then again we see when Daksha was performing this yajna, Sati Devi, she wanted to go to her husband's, her father's yajna. But Shivji said, "Don't go there. If you go there, he'll criticize me. You should never go to any place where you're not invited, even if that is your father." But still she said, "No, I'll go." And she went there, and we know that history, how Daksha criticized Shivji so much. So then she burnt her body. So in this way, Sati Devi also, we see that she had also cursed Chitraketu also. Because Chitraketu, he saw Shivji and then she was sitting on his lap. And then she cursed him, saying, "Oh, why are you, how can you even instruct my husband, Shiva?" Saying that it is not proper to have one's wife on one's lap while speaking Harikatha. So this way she had caused like little offenses also. So therefore she gave up her body in separation from Shiv Thakur. So when she gave up her body, this fire manifested from within. Because it is said that if a lady is very chaste, if she has not looked at the face of any other man other than her husband, then it is said that this fire will also manifest in her when her husband dies, and she will also perish in that fire. This is called Sati. So this fire manifested from her, Sati Devi, and she left her body. And then she was born as the daughter of the Himalayas, Uma or Parvati. So then she kept looking for her husband everywhere. Where can I find him? Where can I find him? So then finally Naradrishi, he came there. And then he told her that if you really wish to have your husband back, then you'll have to follow this Ekadashi, which comes in Ashad. This Krishna Paksha Ekadashi. This Yogini Ekadashi. You follow this. Actually, it was only called Ekadashi, but then after she followed it, like a Yogini, whole day just absorbed in thinking about Bhagavan. Then as a result of following the Ekadashi, she had Lord Shiva as her husband. And what is the meaning of having Lord Shiva as her husband? He is Vaishnavanam Yata Sambhu. She had this Sadhu Sangha. Because Shivji, he then spoke the Ashtakalya Leela to Parvati Devi. He also spoke this Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. He knows so many wonderful confidential Leelas of Radha and Krishna. So because of having followed this Ekadashi Devi, she had that Sadhu Sangha in the form of Shiv Thakur, Sati Devi, no, Parvati Devi. So therefore, by following this Ekadashi, one can also hope to have that Sadhu Sangha which Parvati Devi herself had in the form of Shiv Thakur. Also today, I was just looking in the calendar, like in one calendar, it said today is the disappearance day of Sri Krishna Keshav Prabhu, one disciple of Prabhupada. So just speak a few words about him. So Krishna Keshav Prabhu, when he was a small boy, he came to the temple with some devotees from his village in Assam. So when he came with some devotees, he was so attracted by Prabhupada's Harikatha, he just stayed there. He didn't go back to his village. So then his father came looking for him. And when his father saw how all the disciples of Prabhupada were so qualified, how they were arranging everything for all the devotees, how they were doing everything, then he was thinking, rather than taking this boy back home, I should also surrender myself at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So at that time, Krishna Keshav Prabhu, although he was very small, he had already received Harinam Diksha, everything. So then when his father wanted to take Diksha, then he told his father that you'll have to give up meat, you'll have to give up all these things, meat, tobacco, bidi. He said, immediately from this day onwards, I'll never even touch these things. When Prabhupada heard, Prabhupada did not give Diksha so easily. But when he saw how Krishna Kesava Prabhu's father was so one-pointed in his nishtha, immediately he gave him Diksha also. And when his father passed away, Krishna Kesava Prabhu, he organized a huge festival in separation for his father, like this Virava Utsav. That time, all the disciples of Prabhupada, all the Vaishnavas from all over Brajamandal, they came to this Virava Tithi of his father. Normally, if any person passes away and you go, and that person, if you order a feast in that person's name, it is said that person's sins will also come to you if you are not careful. But then, when the disciples of Prabhupada came there, they said, this father of this boy is so qualified, this boy, and his father is, we can imagine, he himself is such a great devotee also. So by honoring this Mahaprasad, we will also get this pure bhakti. So they all came to that festival there. And in this way, Krishna Kesava Prabhu, he was also the cook for Prabhupada. So one day he was cooking under the guidance of Anandalila Mayavigrahaya Prabhu, whose samadhi is right here behind. So one day, the Ananda Prabhu, he was very sick, so he could not cook for Prabhupada. But Krishna Kesava Prabhu, although he had been cooking under him only for 3-4 days, not even cooking, only observing, he cooked all those things that he cooked normally. And when Prabhupada saw what he had cooked, then he remarked that this Ananda Prabhu is sick. How come you have cooked everything exactly as he has done? Then he said, because I stayed with him for some time. I was observing everything. And Prabhupada was very happy with him and he blessed him. But although you're a small boy, you have such nishtha in seva in this way. And it is said that as he was growing up in the temple, then Prabhupada, he was showering so much love and affection upon him, because Prabhupada, all these boys like Santa Maharaj, Vaman Goswami Maharaj, they were all like little boys. So Prabhupada had so much love for them, like special love and affection. So then it is said that one day, like some devotees, they heard like one disciple of Prabhupada, like Puja Bhaktiradai Bon Maharaj, he was speaking and he said that so many years I've stayed in the temple, but still I've not advanced in any way. So when some brahmacharis heard him speak this way, they became very hopeless. They wanted to leave the temple. They said, if such a sannyasi who has been in the temple for so many years, he's speaking like this, then what hope do we have to stay in the temple? So we'll also leave. No need to stay here anymore. Then Krishna Kesava Prabhu, he said, when Bon Maharaj is speaking that way, he's actually speaking out of his humility. Tenal bi sunich bhav. You should try to reconcile. It's not that he has not advanced in any way. He's only speaking like that out of his humility. And then he convinced those brahmacharis to stay. And one of those brahmacharis who stayed, he later became Bhaktivallabh Tirtha Maharaj, the Acharya of Chaitanya Gaudiya Math. So he used to say that if Krishna Kesava Prabhu would have not spoken these words to me, then I would have not even stayed in the temple. I would also left with my friend. So because of him, I stayed back in the temple in this way. So then this way, he was not even very educated in the worldly sense. He had only studied until like 10th grade or something like that. But still, he would go even speak in universities. He would go to the university students and he would say, all of you only have theoretical knowledge and you're very proud. Like the doctor, he gives a prescription. You only read the prescription and you memorize. But me, what do? I buy that medicine. I don't just memorize that prescription. Whatever I have, someone else read that prescription and I buy it and I cure myself of that disease. Similarly, although it may seem that I'm not as educated as all of you, still I'm listening to my Guru Varga. And they are giving me this medicine and my bhavarog is going far away. But all of you are so proud that you have no realization. And he was so fearless, he would even speak to like very famous politicians in very like bold way. Like once he went to meet this chief minister of Assam, this Gopinath Gordolai. So when he went to speak to him, then this Gopinath Gordolai, he said that you are from Assam, but why are you following Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, who's from Bengal? You should rather be following the sadhus from Assam, like Shankar Dev, this Damodar Dev, all of them. Why are you following Mahaprabhu? Then Krishna Kesava Prabhu, he told him, then why did you go study in this Oxford University in England? He said, I studied there for higher education. So then Krishna Kesava Prabhu, he was so bold, he said, those same people whom you're studying,
When they go to the bathroom, after passing stool, they use tissue paper to clean themselves. They're not even cleaning themselves properly. So what do you have to learn from them in the first place? He said. So then Gopinath Gosalai was silent. He didn't say anything. Then he said, similarly, Navadvip Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is like the Oxford University of this spirituality. So it should be under the guidance of his followers. And they say this chief minister, he was so impressed by him, he even came to all the Harikatha programs arranged by the devotees by his preaching. It is said that in his village once some person, he had killed one, like some murder happened in his village. So therefore, the villagers there, they became very hostile towards the Gaudiya Math, saying the Gaudiya Math is only creating trouble here. But still, Krishna Kesava Prabhu and his family, they were such great devotees, they went and they stood against all the villagers. And then they said, the Gaudiya Math is actually very pure institution. How can you find faults with it? If you're finding faults with it, it means you're only showing your own faults on them. And because of their preaching, because they were so bold against these villagers, those people were bound to accept the preachers who came there to speak Harikatha. And eventually even a temple was established in that village, although people were so opposed to him in this way. And he had so much nishtha in Prabhupada that he never even took sannyas also. So they asked him, like, why are you not taking sannyas, Krishna Kesava Prabhu? He said that Prabhupada is my everything. He is my everything. So if I accept sannyas from someone else, it means that he is also like a guru to me. So then I cannot do that. I cannot give my heart to someone else. I have given my heart only to my Prabhupada, not to anyone else. So he remained brahmachari his entire life. He did not even take sannyas also. And then when any of his godbrothers would leave, he would keep all their japamalas with him. Like even when any of his godbrothers would die, he would keep their japmalas, and if anyone else needed, he would give those japmalas of Prabhupada. It is said even this Banwari Singhania, when he built this birthplace of Prabhupada in Jagannath Puri, Krishna Kesava Prabhu was so happy with him, he gave him one of these beads that Prabhupada had chanted on. He said, here, this is all I can give you. I don't have anything else to give. Here, he gave this. It means he gave him everything in this way. He was such a Nishkinchan Vaishnav that even when he passed away from this world, in his box, there were only like 5-6 books and like 10 rupees, not even more than that. Only 10 rupees, 10-15 rupees and like some books. That's all he left behind in this world. And he said that whatever money he would save when he was in Jagannath Puri, he would invite all the Pandas and would feed them. He would not even keep any money with himself. He said, by having the mercy of these Pandas, I'm having the mercy of Jagannath himself. And he would. And in this way, he disappeared on the same tithi in Jagannath Puri. And then during his Virah Mahotsav, like a huge festival was organized where all the Pandas came from Jagannath Puri. And they glorified him so much, saying, we have also very rarely seen such a Nishkinchan, Akinchan Vaishnav like himself. So this way, today is his Tiruvav tithi as well. So it's very auspicious tithi, Yogini Ekadashi, as well as the disappearance of a very intimate associate of Srila Prabhupada. So Mancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripasan Vesha Vaitanam Pramishvishnu Vyavama.
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyanangana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikai Hitadalaye Krishnaya, Krishna Bhaktaya, Tan Bhaktaya, Namo Namaha. Vandeham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupanu Gapravaram Brajarasarasigangcha Narayanam Tang Prapannam Shri Guru Charanang Vande Ramana Prashtaya Bhutale Rupanuga Bhaktidangcha Kripa Murti Narayanam. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhaya Vacha Badidanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my sastanganandavat pranam, thousands of times lotus feet of Shri Paramaraditam Guru Padavadma, Am Vishnu Bhara Stotra Shishiman Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Gosai Maharaj Shri Gurudev. Secondly, I offer my sastanganandavat pranam, thousands of times lotus feet of my Shri Rupanuga Gauriya Guru Varga. And I offer my sastanganandavat pranam unto all the same world, Vaishnavs and Vaishnavis. By causeless mercy of Shri Guru Padavadma and the Vaishnavs, we are in Shri Vrindavan Dham. During this auspicious time of Jagannath Rath Yatra, we will soon be observing Snan Yatra to Jagannath Rath Yatra. These 2 weeks, we are Jagannath is undergoing Antaranga Seva. By all Daitapatis, all the Brajbasis are serving him. So, and this is a time when Mahaprabhu, he entered into deep separation during this time. We know that Mahaprabhu every day, his routine is he would come and he would take darshan of Jagannath. Every day. Because Mahaprabhu, he's in the mood of Srimati Radhika. And he would see Jagannath as Sakshat Virendanandan. Pratimana Hitumi Sakshat Virendanandan. He would see him directly in that mood. And somehow he would stand and he would gaze behind the Garuda Stamba for a long, long time, looking at Jagannath, and he would just be absorbed in the moods of Srimati Radhika. And so he would experience so many ecstasies that sometimes his fingers would be on the Stamba, the Stamba would melt. Even one time he was so absorbed that there were a big crowd of people there trying to take darshan. Behind him was one old lady. She could not see Jagannath. She even climbed onto Mahaprabhu on his shoulders to see to take Jagannath darshan. Mahaprabhu was not even aware. Totally absorbed. Mahaprabhu was always absorbed in this mood, trying to meet kaha jao kaha pao vajendanandan. Where is always in this mood of separation? Where is Krishna? Where can I find him? In this mood of Radhika, searching for Krishna. So, Mahaprabhu is always in that Viparlamba Kshetra, in that Jagannath Puri is known as Viparlamba Kshetra. And especially on Ekadasi, then Mahaprabhu, he would observe Ekadasi very strictly. So, you know that the Pandas there in Puri, then, like we heard the Vaishnav, they have one Ekadasi deity there, but she's upside down and she's behind the Jagannath temple. They don't really honor Ekadasi Devi in that way. So they were thinking, why Mahaprabhu is so much always observing Ekadasi? So I thought, we'll test him. And they brought so much Jagannath Mahaprasad to Mahaprabhu. And the rule of Jagannath Mahaprasad, when it comes, you should immediately accept. Mahaprasad, when it is given by the Vaishnavas, one should actually honor that. One should not give it away or keep it for later. One should immediately honor something. These are the rules, Jagannath Prasad. Because that Jagannath Prasad is what? It is none different from Jagannath himself. It is known that one time, this Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Mahaprabhu brought him Jagannath Prasad in the morning. And then without even bathing, without even washing mouth, anything, he immediately honored that Prasad. And Mahaprabhu became so happy. Say, oh, now, today we have conquered Mayavadism. He was so happy that, because Sarvabhattacharya too is Brihaspati, but he is playing the Leela of Advaitavadi. He left actually this Vidyanagar. He left Navadip and he came to Puri, thinking that if Mahaprabhu is my master, life and soul, he will come and look for me. If I am his eternal servant, he will come and find me. So he was teaching this Advaita Vaj there in Puri. When he is following all these smarta rules. But then when he gave up all these rules, regulations, all these smarta rules, immediately honored this Jagannath Prasad, Mahaprabhu became so happy. Why? He has kept bhakti as bhakti first, everything else second. Became so pleased. He became such a staunch follower that he said that tatena kampam susamikshamana bunjana evatma kitam vipakam. Hridbhag bhapabhih viranan namaste jivayate mukti padesa dayabhag. Saravambhata charivana heard this and mukti, I cannot hear mukti. Put his hand on his ears. He said, bhakti padesa dayabhag. Then Mahaprabhu said, don't change the slokas of Bhagavatam. But he became converted so much. So this Jagannath Prasad came to Mahaprabhu, then the Pandas were saying, now is Ekadashi, he will have to take these grains. He will have to accept honor. So then Jagannath, what did Mahaprabhu do? He took all that Prasad and put it in the middle, on a raised area, in a room. And with all his parikars, he began circumambulating that Jagannath Prasad. Then doing kirtan. And all night he glorified, he sang kirtan. Sankirtam, glorifying the glories of Prasad. Then in the morning when it was time for Param, went took bath in the ocean, came back and took that Jagannath Prasad and broke his Param. In this way he honored that Prasad. So this Yogini Ekadashi, Yogini means that Ekadashi who is arranging yoga, union between who? All the Jivas and Bhagavan. This is Gurudev. He was asked this question one time, what does yoga mean? And Gurudev folded his hands. He said, Bhagavan and the Jiva, when they meet together, the Jiva performs Premoy Seva towards Bhagavan, and this is called yoga. So, this Yogini Ekadashi comes for the benefit of all Jivas. They help unite them with Bhagavan, with Jagannath. So, Mahaprabhu, he is, for and foremost, he is uniting all Jivas. He is offering everyone. He is liberating everyone, engaging everyone, drowning them in this Naam Sankirtam. And by his own example, he is teaching this Ekadashi, teaching this how we can follow Ekadashi. Sri Hari Vasare Hare Kirtana Vidham. This is through the medium of Kirtan we honor and respect Ekadashi. Before any anga of bhakti we do, whether it's we honoring Prasad, whether we are Gundicha, we are cleaning the temple, Hari. Karo Hare Mandira Marjanadishu, whatever anga we're doing, it should be accompanied by kirtan. Mahaprabhu taught this. Anything he did always was accompanied by kirtan. And this way, that anga became successful. Then there is yoga. Then there is union between the jiva and Bhagavan. When the Bhagavan is the master and jiva is the servant. Therefore, it is the servant's his duty to perform this upasana. Ramya kachir upasana vrajavaru vargenaya kalpita simar bhagana pramana amalam prema pumartamaham. So this upasana, this worship that the Braj Devis has shown in the Simad Bhagavatam, this is, in Mahaprabhu's opinion, this is the topmost. And therefore he has taught that. This is how we can really, if you want to really meet with Krishna, then meeting for what purpose? For your own happiness, his happiness. And if you want to make Krishna happy, then who can make Krishna happy? The gopis can make Krishna happy. Radhika is making Krishna happy. Therefore, by serving Srimati Radhika, then you are really making Krishna happy. Then it is real yoga. So Yogini Ekadashi Devi, she is helping the jivas. Especially on this day, any jiva who takes shelter of Naam Sankirtam, performs any service, very easily that service and that endeavor will become successful. All 11 centers will be engaged in Krishna's service on this day. And then very quickly this meeting will take place. First, with Guru and Vaishnavas, then Mahaprabhu, then ultimately with Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, by his own example, he's showing, he's teaching again and again. This is the process how we should observe Ekadashi, in what mood. And he's teaching us what is the ultimate prayojan. That bhaktya sanjayate bhaktya. By bhakti we get bhakti. Bhakti is the abhideya, bhakti is also the prayojan. Because ultimately Krishna prema is what? That is also seva, premmoy seva. So that and Naam Sankirtan is also in the sadhak stage, is also in the siddha stage. Throughout, it is never, Naam Sankirtan never stops. Therefore, by engaging in bhakti, then we'll get bhakti. There's no other way. And Mahaprabhu, he taught this. Therefore, by Ekadashi Devi, she is giving us this yoga bal, this strength to actually engage in these angas of bhakti. And that we may be able to develop some sambandha with Radha and Krishna. Today is a very auspicious day, praying to the lotus feet of Guru Vaishnavas that we may always remain under their guidance and always hear these glories of Ekadashi. Vancha kalpatrubhyasya kivasinda vyavaja vidyanam bhavanive vaishnavibhyo namo.
I am the greatest of all living entities, and those who meditate upon me, faith, I am realized by them. Arjuna also listened to me. There are so many yogis who do yoga, but still they don't accept me as everything. They don't have ashakti towards me. Then what kind of yoga are they doing? The name is Yogi, but why are they doing yoga? So therefore Krishna, he said, if there is any yogi, then yoginam api sarvesham. If he offers everything to me, then I enter his heart. At the time, he'll have faith. Shraddhavan labhate mam. If one becomes a yogi, if one cannot bring Bhagavan inside his heart, now is he a yogi? He's a tyagi then, if he's forsaken Bhagavan. Yogi means to be connected. Yoginam api sarvesham. If he is given everything to me, then he is connected to me. So that person, he'll have faith. That is his characteristic. He'll have this faith. Not just any worldly faith, we have transcendental faith. What is the nature of that faith? And what will he gain? Once he is related to me, he won't be related to anything else. He'll not hate anything, he'll not be greedy for anything else. Because once he has achieved me, then nothing else remains. He's achieved everything. Now what need is there for him to think about anything else? If he is still a yogi, then if he doesn't have faith for Bhagavan, if he hasn't offered anything to Bhagavan, he still has if he's still thinking, I need this, I need that. If he loses something, he becomes sad. If he gains something, he becomes happy. So this is not yogi. So at that time, Bhagavan, not just he was telling Arjun, he was telling you Uddhav. Then, if you are with me, if you don't take me with me, what is the meaning of Arjuna saying that if you don't take me along with you, then I am an orphan? So Krishna is saying, if you accept me, but you don't accept my bhaktas, then how is this? So you go to Maitreya Rishi and you go listen to Harikatha. Krishna told Uddhav. go there and be enlightened by him. Some tattva gyan. You have some tattva gyan from him. So into Bhagavan, will one lack anything if he goes there? So he went and he served. He went and stayed with him. And what Bhagavan do? He sent him to Maitreya Rishi. So now where is Bhagavan? He is with Rishi or is with himself? Bhagavan, he is always under the control of his bhaktas. Aham bhakta paradina. He is always present with his bhaktas. So therefore, one becomes a yogi. But he has no sambandha with Bhagavan's bhaktas. Then who will make him connected? Who will he become connected? On his own he cannot be. Then Arjuna asks Krishna, my mind is very restless. What should I do? I can control the wind, but I cannot control my mind. Then Krishna, he said, you said this, but still, there's nothing much you can do by your own sadhana. Abhyasa yogena. You do some abhyas, some mental discipline, spiritual discipline. But who will teach him how to engage in some spiritual discipline? So Bhagavan himself, he says, he told Ekadashi Devi, that oh Ekadashi Devi, you go. You go there and you see how you can help all the jivas. They need to be qualified, they need to have the proper education. And then they can be associated with my Priya Bhaktas, connected. Or else they'll be wandering here and there. So what Bhagavan do? In Kamyavan there is Kameshwar Mahadev. So he would send everyone there. You go and worship him. You go and fulfill. Oh, he'll fulfill all your desires. What kind of kamana do you have desire? Sometimes you send them to Durvasa. When they go near the bhaktas, then Bhagavan's glories are easily understood and realized. Or else if one goes to Bhagavan, he will not understand anything of his glories. Bhagavan, although he is very glorious, still he will not speak of his own glories. Krishna himself, to understand all these things, sometimes go to the Rishi Maharshi, sometimes the Devatas, go here and there. Will he cheat one this way by sending them here and there? No. Should respect everyone, knowing that their heart is a place for Krishna. The more one is related to Bhagavan, he's Bhagavan's dear, then he can help one according to his capacity of how dear he is to Bhagavan. But this Shraddha, this Paramarthiki transcendental, as long as one doesn't have this transcendental faith, then how will one help one in this Paramartha? One cannot know who is established in this transcendence, because there's always the fear of being cheated. That this may be destroyed, I'll have a satsanga. Not having this pure sadhusanga, it's very difficult. So therefore in Jagannath Puri, there's Baladev Prabhu and there's Subhadra Devi. And there's Krishna, Jagannath himself. comes to Guru than Guru himself. Suvadraiti Suvadra means he destroys all inauspiciousness and makes one free of all anarthas, makes one engaged eternally in Bhagavan's seva. So this Ekadashi, it has been said, it's called Yogini Ekadashi. Means who is performing this worship? Who will engage one in Bhagavan's seva? And one doesn't desire this seva. He wants his own seva. He wants himself to be served. And then will Ekadashi Devi make such arrangements? No. He said that Maharaj Ambarish, when Ekadashi came, knowing that Ekadashi came, on Dashami he went to, he would leave Hastinapur and come to Mathura. And there on the banks of the Yamuna, he would, along with all the bhaktas, Brahmins, he would do this Harikirtan Yajna, and whole day, whole night he'd be engaged in Smaran Kirtan. In the morning, he would feed all the Brahmins, Santas, and he would give them donations, charity. He would do Paran after that, break his fast. So he was saying, you know, he's doing my Ekadashi. And he's engaging everyone else as also in worshipping me. So Bhagavan was very happy with him. But we know that history. Oh, Durvasa Rishi, when he came there, then he started cursing. But Ambarish Maharaj, he was not scared. Even when he cursed him. And so Sudarshan Chakra was behind him. And then he went even near Bhagavan Vishnu Durvasa. What Bhagavan say? Said, oh, I don't have anything. I am always, the sadhus have always bound me in their hearts. I have no separate existence. The sadhu's heart, the sadhu is my heart. Except for the sadhu, I don't know anyone and they don't know me, anyone except me. I'm always controlled by them, subservient to them. I have no independence. So you go there to my bhaktas. With this thorn inside the foot, it can't come out of the head. Wherever you committed a mistake, go there. So Durvasa was a yogi, but where was yoga? You see, he went to Shiva, he went to Brahma, he went to Bhagavan, they all rejected him. So what happened to his yoga there? So therefore, he had to return to the bhakta. As long as one doesn't know the glories of the bhakta, one is not associated with the bhaktas, then Paramartha is very far away. Very difficult to have faith. So for Bhagavan himself said, Yoginamapi sarvesham madgante rantratmana shatavano majate mam tasamarbanam. If one has faith, then he is eligible to achieve this pure bhakti. Which must have not laukiki, not paramarthiki, transcendental faith. What is this paramarthiki shraddha? That for Bhagavan's love, how can I offer everything for Bhagavan's love? Even one moment should not be lost. As new karma will be made, and one will have to taste the fruits of that karma. And how many lives will be lost, and then future lives will also be lost. And Preeti will also not advance more and more. Only those who have the Preeti can give such Preeti. If you have Preeti towards materialistic people, then your mind will also go there. You'll have desires like them. Without satsanga, no one has been able to liberate themselves. It's very difficult. One should never associate with those who have no sense of discrimination, aviveki. And what is mamata? Means it is one pointed towards Bhagavan. There is no other barrier, obstacle. There is no priti for anything else except Bhagavad Seva. And how can one have the association of such nishkinchana kinchan bhaktas? Therefore, wherever there is any nice festival, and what do the bhaktas do? Wherever Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha is going on, they go there. They go and pray. Then may I also have such ananya mamta, one-pointed faith, attachment. And this increases more and more. It's never lost. So this satsanga, shakti, yogmaya. Who has this mercy of yogmaya? And the gopis formed this vrata for 1 month. They received this mantra, they did puja. Then, and when Krishna came, Krishna, he told them that I'll meet with you after 1 year. Not now. They still didn't have this samanda with the one-pointed sevaks of Bhagavan. And they say, by once sadhana one achieves Bhagavan, then he'll have this saubhagyamat, pride in one's good fortune. Like how, and Bhagavan will leave that person. Like how we see that he left some gopis who had the saubhagyamat. Bhagavan, he showed, if you're not in the Anugatya, I would have never accepted any of you. If you're not in the Anugatya of Srimati Radhika and all the other Sakhis, when they came on the banks of the Yamuna and when they sang the Gopi Gita under the guidance of Radharani, then Krishna gave them darshan. Purusir mad bhakta anugrahaya anusham deyam ashrita bhajate tadrishi krida yashrita tat parobhavet. That Bhagavan, he's not staying alone. All his leelas, he is with all his bhaktas, he's never alone. And if anyone, you should worship in that form, where he's with all his bhaktas. And always worship the bhaktas themselves, they'll take you to him. And by listening this also, Shashatva, you'll have that very topmost destination. You'll have access to all of his most exalted leelas. You'll realize in your heart. So Bhagavan, out of his causeless mercy, he has given this. Therefore, in these 15 days, Bhagavan, he is not giving darshan to anyone. He is only accepting this seva from his ananya bhaktas. So Bhagavan, he gave this order to Yogini Ekadashi. What do Bhagavan sevaks do at this time, during this Anavasar Kal? Cooking doesn't take place. They don't accept anything except Bhagavan's Baba. So Bhagavan is taking this medicine, fruits, flowers. The bhaktas are also only getting these things. So they're not having, you see. They're not, even now they're not offering bhoga, but still they will not accept anything except his prasad. Even now in Jagannath Puri, millions of people, they will only accept Jagannath Mahaprasad, nothing else. Even if they have to die, still. So this is 15 days Anavasar Kal. Bhagavan is eating fruits and flowers. So then he said, if you don't have this samanda, bhaktas, if you don't worship the bhakta, if you don't even mention his name, mention the name of the bhakta, then how will you have any relationship with me? So this Yogini Ekadashi, what happened? When Sati took birth as Parvati again, she as the daughter of Himalayas, then she took birth from her very childhood. She was a yogini. She was only in absorbed dhyan, dharan, tapasya, austerities, and then Naradashi came there. Naradashi said, oh, now you'll have to become youthful again. Now you're the daughter of the Himalayas. You have all good qualities. All the other devatas will come to you. They'll all come to you and they all come to accept you. But you must be strong. Don't be attracted by them. You worship Shivji, accept him as your beloved. And as long as he doesn't accept you, don't have samanda with anyone else. Because Shivji, he is an Ananya Bhakta. He has this chief adhikar for bhakti. And there is no other bhakta like him. He is incomparable. So he glorified Shivji so much. Then he had this faith. He instilled faith in Parvati. He started doing tapasya. Here Shivji was in his samadhi. And when Shivji entered into samadhi, the entire world became covered by darkness of ignorance. A very unfortunate condition. Then the devatas, they tried so much, they couldn't break the samadhi of Shivji. Kamdev was burned to ashes, Cupid. No one could do anything. So then Brahmaji said, the road this tamogun has increased so much that there will be Mahapralaya. So who will make these arthas go away? And because Shivji is absorbed in his samadhi, who will remove this ignorance from the jivas? So Vishnu said, alright, take Brahma and all devatas, I will also come. They started doing Namkirtan. When they started doing Kirtan at that time, the samadhi was broken. A huge Kirtan started. Before he did everything, but nothing happened. And when Kirtan started, by this Kirtan Ras, by relishing this Kirtan Ras, then he came from to this Bayadasha, from the samadhi. That time everyone they met and they brought Parvati and they offered Parvati to Shivji. Why? Or Shivji again will enter into samadhi. He will not speak Harikatha. Without the bhakta, without the disciple, how will he speak Harikatha? There won't be Katha Kirtan without the bhaktas. Or else alone he'll only be absorbed in samadhi. But when there's Parvati by his side, and then Parvati has so many followers, they will all request him to speak Harikatha. For Hari Kirtan, they will not stop. So all the devatas, when devatas offered Parvati to Shivji, then Shivji, this Harikatha flowed continuously from him. And this Kirtan was done continuously from him. A huge festival was celebrated. And Shivji, he made everyone absorbed in Bhagavan's bhakti. And all their anantas ran away. There's no need for anyone to do any sadhana. And as in when you advance in bhakti, there's no need for you to even look back. You see, all these anantas have left you. This tamagun, andhakar, darkness, everything has gone away. So therefore, Naradashi has made this arrangement to help Parvati, the daughter of the Himalayas. And Parvati, she cannot remain idle without Harikatha, Harikirtan. This is her life. Harikirtan, Hariras, Harikatha. She is only absorbed in drinking this rasa. And sometimes Sukadeva Goswami comes there and he also comes and listens. And you see, when Parvati fell asleep, he heard everything. So many come there to listen to Shiv Thakur speak Harikatha. There is no one there who don't go to Shiv Thakur and listen to Harikatha from him. So therefore the Ananya Priya Bhaktas of Bhagavan, as long as one doesn't associate with such bhaktas, have Ananya Mamta, one point attachment. And one should hope to have this sambandha with such Ananya Bhaktas. Therefore Yogini Ekadashi appeared. It's in tomorrow.
Hari Hari Bo.
Shuddha Mahata Charanare.